Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And we will continue here taking your calls about whatever you want, just to bring you up to speed on where we're going to go here with the next call. We've been discussing, in case you're just tuning in, Mark and I, we've been kind of rehashing a little bit of what went down on Saturday night, where, Mark, you shocked me with your your embracing of the idea of majority rules and your pandering to the families, which aren't really all families, but they're just the very specific group of families that is very oppressive and regressive.
If you want to call tact majority rules, then you're free to do that.
You're basically pandering to, you know, the evangelical Christian kind of family.
I don't feel like I am.
Those are the kinds of people you're pandering to. Because the families that I would want to attract would be the ones that are honest with their kids about what marijuana is. We're referencing the arrests that were made over the weekend here in Keene, New Hampshire at the Pumpkin Festival, which is it's essentially a yearly event that happens, very, very popular. And the 420 celebration coincided with it, because the 420 celebrations have been happening every single day. And Mark, you're basically saying, hey, take a day off. Let the families have a day. Right? That's pretty much your argument, that by not taking a day off and not respecting those types of families that we've, you know, spit in the well or poison in the well, and we've really blown it.
I feel that way. Also, I feel like other people are going to feel that way too. So it's a combination.
Well, there are people feeling that way.
Yeah, lots of them.
No doubt about it. I mean, I've seen them post on the blog over at freekeen.com. We've heard them talk on this show.
Way to give them ammunition.
Well, look, Mark, I'm not really concerned about people like that and their opinions. You have to understand that.
Okay? I understand.
I'm going to act like a free person, and I understand, and a lot of these other people are too, and they're willing to go into and be put into cages for it, as a matter of fact. These people are going to act like free people. They're going to continue acting like free people. They're going to attract more people here that are going to be acting like free people. And all those people that are real uppity and have a problem with that need to either get on board with this, with these ideas, or get the hell out of town.
I don't think it's going to go that well.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231, then their taxes are going to have to be raised to put all of these folks in a jail cell, I guess.
Yeah, well, way to rally them behind those taxes, pal. I mean, way to go for freedom.
Whatever. Let's continue with your phone calls. Dale's on the line in New Hampshire. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm kind of falling in between the two of you on this, after having, you know, been there and kind of observed, and, you know, sort of, I just kind of try to look at it as, having watched it, you know, what could we do better next time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I went into it thinking, you know, let's make pumpkins. I tried to encourage people to make pumpkins and put joints in their mouth, you know, rolled up pieces of paper in their mouth, and just to kind of, you know, it wouldn't have interfered, but it would have been, you know, people would have gotten a laugh out of it, maybe.
Lighten it up a little.
Sort of kept the idea going, you know.
And you did that, actually. You did it very successfully. You got your pumpkin photographed in the paper. It said 420 every day. So you had quite a little victory there.
Yeah, I felt really good about that. I actually went home and watched the video, and I saw, like, a couple of the protesters, like, getting right up in the cops' faces and screaming at them and calling them names and stuff. And obviously, I mean, we can't control people, and they didn't do anything violent, and I'm on their side, you know, and people are so, I mean, obviously people are angry because people are being arrested and everything, but
sure.
I'm just looking at it and going that, and thinking, like, I think middle ground would have been something like, going in and doing it in front of City Hall, like you know, every other time, you know, without the bullhorn, without the trying to get attention and everything. And then when the cops arrest people, the cops look like the ones that are disrupting all the fun, you know. But, like, as soon as I showed up and there's the bullhorn out in the middle of the festival and everything, and it's like it's trying to take all this attention away from what everyone else is, you know, everyone else is enjoying the festival. And I wouldn't beat people up over that, you know, over doing that. I think they did what they felt was the best thing to do. But I think in retrospect, I would have let it be the cops who ended up disrupting everything. If people just did their 420 celebration just like they normally do, quietly.
Well, normally Rich
and
Paul
everything.
Right, I see where you're coming from, but normally Rich Paul uses the bullhorn at the beginning of every 420 celebration. He has kind of the same little announcement that he does every time. He did go and do a little bit of an essay this time. You know, he had a few more things to say because he did have an audience this time of people that weren't necessarily folks that had perhaps come for that particular event. And I don't see anything wrong with reaching out to a crowd of people. I mean, there are some guys on YouTube, and we interviewed one of them on this show. His name's Danny, and the other guy is Charlie. And if you YouTube search for Everything is Okay, you'll find their videos. And these are guys that go into public places in London, which, if you're in a public shopping place in London, it's almost as busy as this particular fair that we were at over the weekend. These are very busy, busy places with lots of people walking by. And they're shouting things on bullhorns, and they're talking to people. And, you know, some people are interested, and they stand and they watch.
Yeah.
And some people go about their business.
I think there's times for it, and there's times to do that. I think it just would have, for this particular thing, I think it would have been a nice statement on our side, I think, from our part, if we had not... Just for the, you know, knowing that, I think it just would have given, the opportunity for the police to look, to, you know.
But they already did look bad.
That they're the bad guys disrupting the fun, you know.
But they already did look bad, Dale. I mean, don't you recall, if you watch the videos, and I know you did, at freekeen.com is where you can see it, by the way, the crowd is mostly booing at the police. So it seems clear to me that was successful.
Well, my thought is that just could have been even better, I think, if we had been, not been shouting over the bullhorn and everything at the pumpkin festival. But, you know, it's just in retrospect, you know.
Is it out of respect for the families or, you know, what's your rationale?
It's out of respect. I mean, just not, it just seemed to me, you know, I'll probably write up some more about this, but I think there's times when it just seems like it's, like trying to be provocative as opposed to letting the police be the ones that provoke something. You know, like when they go to arrest people for being peaceful and doing nothing but smoking, some cannabis, then they're the ones provoking it and disrupting what it would otherwise be just a fun day.
All right, Mark, what do you have to say to this?
I think that would have been a powerful statement.
By and large, agree what he says, but I think that the police view it as, and the police who have been, as far as they're concerned, the way they see the world, believe that they've been giving you guys a little room and let you do what you want, and then, well, you go and spit in the cookie jar there by going out that day. I think they are going to feel like they were provoked by the very fact that the protesters went out on 420 and did it anyway. I agree with Dale about the bullhorn and all that other stuff.
They felt like that from the moment we went out to do the celebrations, though, I think, and it was just a... You know, it's just a matter of knowing that the pressure would end up being that it would end up reflecting badly if they did make their arrest. I don't think they do it out of being nice. I think they do it to save face and everything. So,
thank you for the call tonight, Dale. Any other thoughts?
No, that's it. Thanks. Right.
Appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, some of the activism here, very polarizing, even within the same group of folks that normally agrees on a whole lot of stuff. People are disagreeing with the tactics in this case, and I'll disagree with Dale. Normally he's on my side on these things, but I don't see anything that's wrong with being at a public event in a public place and announcing things on a bullhorn. If you want to get people to see what you're doing, if you want to draw attention to what you're doing, what better way than some sort of public address system? Yes, obviously Rich Paul was looking for attention. Now, I didn't use my bullhorn until the arrest started, and then I started, you know, talking over the bullhorn about what was happening and commenting on it, basically. But you know, I think that it was totally appropriate to call out to the crowd that, hey, marijuana prohibition is stupid. And Rich Paul made some very intelligent points, and I believe the crowd received it very well.
I think that the difference between these everything is okay guys that you referenced and on the streets of London and the people that are at the Pumpkin Fest is that the people in the streets of London are essentially going from one place to another. The people at the Pumpkin Fest came there for the Pumpkin Fest. And the Pumpkin Fest is not just a visual and a taste experience. It's also an auditory experience because there's music going on and people, you know, in costumes and things like that. So by getting on the bullhorn, you affect that experience that they intended to come out and have.
So you just shut up, stay quiet, keep out of sight. right. There's too many people around here.
You've got 365 days out, 364 days out of the
year
that
you had. One's around. The point is to talk to people.
You were getting news out the wazoo.
The point is to reach out. The point is to get people's attention. And I think Rich Paul was successful at it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo, show they listen to the show, at shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that and get involved if you are a lady listener. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Oh, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything.
Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated perhaps, from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you won't be aggravated by not having complete privacy in your search. That's the difference with startpage.com, is that, you know, nobody's tracking your searches and deciding who you are from an advertising standpoint and what kind of things would be most interesting to you and compiling that and saving that data. Startpage.com, take the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Ilya is in New York. Ilya, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to share my story of winning against the bureaucrats and standing up and being a sovereign.
Okay, sure.
Okay, last year, around February or March, I was driving through Jersey. A police officer pulls me over. One of the Jersey state troopers pulls me over and gives me a ticket for going 94. That's what he was claiming, right? So pretty much he says, oh, you don't have to come to court or anything. And then I get a letter saying that, oh, you missed a court date. I'm like, I call him up and I'm like, how did you guys find me guilty in absentia? So make long story short, I come and show up there, right? And wait in line, and I get to see the prosecutor. The prosecutor pretty much gives everybody an offer to plead guilty and pay a lower fine.
That's how it always works.
So pretty much I was seeing, like, everybody going like lambs to slaughter and accepting deals from the prosecutor. Meanwhile, when I came in there the first time, there was a guy saying, like, oh, here's the deal. We'll knock off this. This cop was also, like, wanted to give me two tickets, give me a speeding ticket, and then he claimed that I was driving recklessly. You know, I was pulling over, I put all my lights on, everything. You know? So, pretty much, I come in there the first time, the prosecutor tells me this deal thing, I tell him, you just want my money. He's like, I don't make a penny from your tickets. I'm like, you have a job, right?
Yeah.
And then the cop next to him starts saying, like, oh, you can't threaten prosecutors or we could throw you in jail right now.
Wow.
And then I'm calmly saying, like, I'm not threatening anyone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not going to pay you guys, you know? And so they're like, oh, okay, so then we'll give you a trial, right? So my turn comes up. I go and sit down at the defendant's desk, and I'm like, to the judge, I'm here to face my accuser, right? And then the judge has to go, like, he's not here. He's out on training. I'm like, so what are we going to do, Judge? And then pretty much he says, well, you're going to have to come in a second time. He's going to have to make an appearance.
Okay.
Right? So they make me come in a second time. The second time I come in, right, to the prosecutor this time, I bring a letter saying that the declaration of status, pretty much, if you guys want me to read it over, summing it up, I stated the Yikwu versus Hopkins 16th Amendment case, which stated that sovereignty is, you know, is in the people, and that the administrative law and legislative law only applies to artificial entities, such as corporations, organizations, and all these things.
Okay.
So when I came in there saying that I'm a sovereign, you know, and with my declaration of status, the second time, there was actually an officer who was very knowledgeable about it. He's like, do you know what the 16th Amendment the case is about? He's like, he said it was a 16th Amendment case. I'm like, yes, I do. I have a copy of it right here, right? After I gave him the declaration of status. He took the time, read it over, and he's like, okay, so we'll give you a trial. So the cop comes, apparently makes an appearance, and I don't think he even recognizes me, right? So my turn comes up, right? I'm about to, you know, pull out my video camera and start video recording, you know, this sham trial, this kangaroo court, by saying this is my First Amendment right. And I didn't even get, like, the judge tells me, so wait, stop, and he lets the prosecutor speak, and pretty much the prosecutor says, on this charge, not guilty, on this charge, not guilty.
All right.
I'm like, I accept that, you know. But then I try to, right before I leave, I say, I would like to get compensated for my time. So the judge goes, just get out of here.
Wait a minute. The judge said not guilty?
No, the actual prosecutor said not guilty.
So the prosecutor determined you were not guilty right at that moment, right when you're about to start the trial?
Yeah.
Now, what was the thing, you declaration of status? Can you tell me
a little more
about
that? Yeah, I can read it over to you right here.
How long is this? It says,
in like this, this is my sworn statement in which I declare that I'm a living, breathing human being endowed by my creator with certain unalienable rights. I'm not a fictitious person with a person with all capital letters. I'm a living, breathing human sovereign being by the name of Ilya Zlobin. All I know is common law, and I know that I have my rights as long as I don't infringe on any other living human being's rights.
Mm-hmm.
I have the God-given right to travel down a public highway. I have no contract with the county or state, and I am a sovereign, a creation of God, and I am not subject to administrative law or legislative law. This has been proven with the Supreme Court case of Yickwu versus Hopkins.
Now, Ilya, do you carry a state-issued identification?
Yes, I do, but I think it's completely, it doesn't matter what kind of ID you have, is the way that you present yourself in court. Pretty much, I believe I deserve the merit of having this case dismissed because I came in there the first time, I said, I'm here to face my accuser. You know, there was no cop there. Mm-hmm. I could have pled guilty already in a prosecutor's office. No problem. But I come there like a man. It's kind of like, it's supposed to be a one-on-one. The judge is supposed to decide who deserves the merit. So I come in there, this guy doesn't show up. I come in there another time, this guy shows up, probably doesn't even remember me or remember anything about, you know.
So you believe that basically because you took a stand and you were willing to, face the consequences, and at the same time that you made it clear that you didn't believe in their system and that you were a sovereign, you believe that's why they decided to just let this go?
Because I also quoted the Supreme Court case, and I'm sure mm-hmm. these guys know what I'm talking about.
Can you post that somewhere? Ilya, can you post that to where people can see it and maybe copy it for themselves and print it out
I took a template from Arthur Bernard's work.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him, but maybe you could go to freekeen.com. We've got a section there about sovereignty.
So if you want, I can finish off this letter, too, if you want.
Okay, go ahead.
A few more paragraphs.
Oh, paragraphs? We don't have time for that. But go ahead and post it over at freekeen.com.
Okay.
There's a forum there.
One last paragraph.
Okay, well, I don't know if we're going to have time. You can try.
Okay. Let me try it. The purpose for legislative law or administrative law, which includes all codes, regulations, are to regulate the actions and behavior of artificial entities such as corporations, associations, organizations, and political and government bodies, not flesh and blood people.
I would love to see this actually work in person. I believe your story, and I would love to see the actual document that you used and have somebody maybe here in New Hampshire try something like that here. So do go to freekeen.com and post that over in the sovereignty area, and I really appreciate that at the forum over there. More coming up. Thanks, Ilya, for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the features include updates, so get signed up. And we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to, well, provide you with some really great deals on gold and silver coins. If you are looking to get some precious metals as a hedge against inflation, or perhaps say, silver spiked, as did gold today, and maybe you consider it to be a good investment. I do. You can go over there, get some of the best prices on the interwebs, and support Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. They even have a little layaway plan if you want to put money weekly or biweekly whenever you get your paycheck towards it, then save up for 20 coins. That seems to be the best shipping ratio, is 20 coins. That way you can get them in your hands relatively quickly. You can call them at 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. If you need to learn a little more about the Federal Reserve and how your money's being taken from you, there's a great deal over there for getting a book, Dishonest Money, and your first silver coin, which is a walking liberty. So you can go over there at gold.freetalklive.com.
So we just got off the phone with Ilya in New York, and he was telling us a personal story. Now, instead of it being, we've had people call in with a sovereignty position before, where they essentially are saying, when you go into court, if you let the court know that you don't respect their rules, in this case, he had a piece of paperwork that essentially said that he understands that the judicial laws or the statutes of the society don't actually regulate him because he's under common law, et cetera, et cetera. There's all these kind of legal wranglings that you can do that some people allege are very successful. But usually when we hear somebody who calls in about it, they're usually telling something they've heard from somebody. It's not very often that they're telling their own story. Sometimes they claim to be telling their own story. And the claims are pretty interesting. And I also don't believe that they'll generally work across the board. I think that maybe some of them are true. Maybe some of the stories that, you know, they're telling are of the absolute truth and they actually did work for them. But unfortunately, they didn't record it. They didn't have any sort of they don't have any real evidentiary proof that what they did was successful, and I think that makes it tougher for them to really sell us on it. But also, at the same time, I think it all kind of depends on the man in the robe. I think that if the man in the robe wants to put you in a cage, he's going to do that. And yeah. I don't think if you tell him that you're a sovereign, that he's really going to care about that very much. But at the same time, I have no reason to disbelieve Ilya's story. Indeed, he's an advertiser on this show, so it gives him some.
I know he's real.
Credibility. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I hope that it's all this easy that you can go in and claim to be a sovereign and that, you know, these rules don't apply to you. You need to be able to see your accuser.
And he cited the Yik Wu Supreme Court case that apparently kind of backed him up. So that might have been a helpful move.
It could be just as easily. It could be that the judge saw that this is a guy that he shouldn't be messing with, and I hope that that's the case. It could be just as easily that the prosecutor's like, I just don't care. The rest of these people are going to give me $200 a pop.
Let him go.
Let this guy go. I don't want to deal with him. Whatever. Which, either way, is a fine result for Ilya.
Yeah.
And yay, but at the same time, it may not. You know, who knows? I think that you're right. I think that if the guy in the robe is, you know, wants to throw you in jail, you're probably screwed.
Right, and it is all very arbitrary from what I can tell. I mean, we had 6 people earlier this year arrested for disorderly conduct. And in each of the 6 cases, things came out a little bit differently. They were
doing the exact same thing.
Right. Some people's cases were dropped in advance. One guy went to jail for a few days. Somebody else, I've forgotten at this point all of the exact outcomes.
Some were dropped like a couple of weeks later, and some were just held on to. They didn't make a ruling at all. And
right, it was very strange, and it's true that they didn't all come at it from the same perspective. They didn't all, those who did go to court did not approach it from the same perspective. The one guy that went to jail kind of came from the place of, well, you know, I'm just not even going to participate in this. And then the one of the guys that had it dropped later on did a very good job defending himself in court, kind of playing by their rules. And so there was a wide variety of things. Another guy, was Patrick suspended? I think Patrick went in and he did a good job defending himself, but I guess not as good a job because he was found guilty. But I think the sentence was suspended or something like
that. He's also not a local.
I could be wrong about that. Anyway, it really all mostly seems to depend on the man in the robe. We've had people in New Hampshire, activists that have come up here, have success with just the I'm not going to cooperate position, you know, like not even bothering to cite any kind of court cases or anything like that, just to basically get up there and say, I'm here to cost you money. Go ahead, put me in jail. And in some of those cases, the judges just said, well, not necessarily not guilty, but suspended sentence, you know, time served. They don't put them in jail in some of those cases. So it's interesting to see what works sometimes and what doesn't. And some approaches have been successful. So if Ilya's having success with this, he's had it success personally, I think that's great. I hope he'll take the time to go to forum.freekeen.com. We've got a subsection there that's all about the idea of sovereignty, which I still fully support. I don't know if it'll work in every case. In fact, I think in many judges' courtrooms, it probably won't work at all. But maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe Ilya can prove us wrong again. Who knows? But I think that posting the information and talking about the experiences is valuable. I think it's valuable because it gives people ideas. I think that the last thing you want to do if you're an activist is take the plea deal. I think we can all agree on that. You don't want to take the plea deal unless you absolutely have to avoid whatever the consequences might be, because in most cases they're trying to scare you.
I understand taking the plea deal if you're elsewhere besides New Hampshire. I think that many of us came here to stand against tyranny.
Yeah.
And so they're not nearly as likely to take the plea deal. If you're, you know, like Brooke is that called in earlier in the show. She's down in New Orleans and got one of these, for protesting Barack Obama. They gave her a disorderly conduct charge, which, you know, she's concerned will be on her record forever. I would understand if she decided not to take a plea deal and then not to fight it or whatever it is that she she's doing, because, you know, it may not be where she lives.
Yeah.
I don't know where she lives.
She's
quite
a floater.
Yeah.
Kind of floats about.
But she's a signer of the Free State Project, too.
Is she?
So that's my understanding.
Okay.
And so she will be up here at some point. I understand if people choose to, to not fight where they are and to come up here.
No, I understand it, too.
And by fight, I mean, you know, not accept the charges that are given to them. I don't mean, you know, fighting.
I think however you do it, whatever your approach is, taking it to court, taking it to trial, immediately increases their costs.
It's a big burden on them.
Yeah.
Look at all you have to do is go into the courtroom and look at how many bureaucrats there are. There's the bureaucrat in the big black dress. There's, a half a dozen bureaucrats with badges.
You could point out, though, Mark, that those folks are getting salary and they would be there anyway.
But they'd be doing something
around
to someone else.
That's true, and the more cases they have to stack up, the longer somebody would have to essentially have their case scheduled out, making it less likely that it would be considered a speedy trial. And you really could load up their... I mean, if you had 5% of people going not guilty rather than taking the plea, it would probably break their system.
I agree. Their system is based on you saying, okay.
Whatever you say.
Okay, whatever.
I'll pay. So, yeah, I think just that step alone is the most critical step. The actual tactics, I don't know if anything works better than anything else at this point. Having seen a handful of different tactics tried, everything from just I'm not going along with this to full-on defense attorneys and everything, I don't know if one works better than the other. I don't know if I might say that using a big money defense attorney probably dollar for dollar doesn't work as well, but I don't know.
Well, I do think that people educating themselves in the legal system and then being able to defend themselves in these circumstances probably puts us in a several steps up in the equation.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Nonetheless, as more activists come here and more court cases are scheduled, and there are a number of them scheduled now for the next few months, with 7 arrests over the past weekend, one more today. Another man was arrested, an activist here in Keene, probably the largest activist arrested here in Keene, was arrested for wearing a hat in court. The charge was disorderly conduct. And he had to be carried out by the police, and they needed about 5 cops to carry this dude out. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. He is in jail, by the way. He did not process, so he's in the prison at this point. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. And we ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy or whatever it is you want to buy, it's likely that Amazon sells it in dozens of categories, even used items. Get stuff you need over there at amazon.freetalklive.com, and we'll get a cut. amazon.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And just to give you the update here, and we'll get right back to your calls, on what happened today, we told you over the weekend that activists, there were mass arrests, first of all, this weekend, where three activists were arrested for cannabis possession, followed by another three activists arrested for trespassing, as the other three walked into an unlocked door on the front of the city building, the normal public entryway. They walked in. Now, normally the city building is closed on a Saturday, but in this particular case, it was unlocked. They had taken the three cannabis arrests in there, and these individuals that were arrested for so-called trespassing were arrested because they were concerned for their friends and they wanted to go and see what was going on. So six arrests right then. Three of them, one of them was bailed out. Two of them, I guess, agreed to PR bail and processed. And the other three of the others refused to process. They were all taken to jail on Saturday, stayed two nights in jail. Then this morning were brought in for arraignments at the district court. Two of the three decided to go ahead and process so they could get out on PR bail. And the third, Yadra, the young man who we met for the first time this year at the Liberty Forum, he was sitting in the audience at the Liberty Forum and was quicking the entire show on his iPhone. So we talked about him on the air at that point. But Yadra made the move to Keene after the Liberty Forum, and he is currently still in jail. So he's the one of the six that were arrested this weekend that is still currently in jail, and he's in jail as John Doe at this time. He is refusing to identify himself, even though They probably know what his name is. He's not going along with their process. And it was very difficult to hear in the court this morning just because of the way that that place is set up. It's just absolutely awful to try to hear things. And somebody was outside with like a chainsaw or a hedge trimmer, and it made it next to impossible to hear exactly what transpired. But basically, you know, it was an arraignment. So the judge put in a not guilty because Yadier is not participating with their process. And we'll see what happens here, because I know Yadier is one of those people that kind of is on board with the sovereignty movement and is willing to try some unusual tactics in court. So I'm not sure where this is going to go, but little Yadier, this guy is very, you know, skinny guy like me. He's young, too, from what I can tell, and he's now in jail. And,
should be interesting.
And the last time when Sam was in jail for 58 days, they kept him in jail because he refused to identify himself. So it's very well possible that this gentleman, Yadier, may
be
in there
for
a long time.
Couple of months, yeah.
Which is awful, of course, and he's in there with another man, Kurt Hoffman, who is in for, you know, not playing by the court's rules. And that's why I was put in jail a year ago, because I was not playing by the rules. I was talking out of turn. The judge, the man in the robe, has very specific rules that he goes by, and if you violate that, he gets very, very upset and is more than happy to put you in a cage as a result of it. So this morning, during that arraignment, apparently, and I missed this part because I was a few minutes late, but during the arraignment, one of the other activists was arrested and put in jail for having a hat on in court. Now, in the past, this particular judge has allowed hats to be on in court.
Yeah, this is this inconsistency on this issue is worrisome to me.
Well, it's typical, but I just wanted to point out that the arrests continue here in Keene. 7 people arrested within the last 3 days alone, and 3 of those 7 are currently in jail. So we'll keep you in the loop here, and of course, freekeen.com is the best place to go to get the latest on this stuff. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
first
what's on
of
your
all,
mind?
B-17.org.
B as in boy, 17?
Yep, as in the bomber, B-17 bomber.
Okay, what about it?
Well, I flew on that plane yesterday. It was a heck of a lot of fun.
Now, is that a really old model, the B-17?
Yep, that's a World War II bomber. It's got the, Norden bomb sight in the nose, and you can, while it's flying, you can go walk around from the waist guns to the navigation area, and then up to where the pilots sit, and then from there you can go through a tunnel up into the nose of the plane where they've got some more guns and a bomb sight and a great big dome in the front
cool.
of the plane. It is cool. It was a lot of fun.
Neat.
That's the legendary one. Is that the Flying Fortress? What's that?
That is the Flying Fortress.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a model of that when I was a kid. I like that one.
So is this an air show or something, or you just went, you found somebody that had one of these and you knew they rented it out?
They travel around. It's put on by the EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association. They have several old warbirds that they've restored and they fly around the country. And this is one of only, I guess there's less than 10 flying B-17s left.
That's amazing. So what else do you want to share tonight, Gene?
Well, I wanted to kind of jump in on this conversation you guys are having between you and Mark, and I see a little bit of both sides, and I'm a big tent guy, Ian, and I've talked to you in the past a little bit about being kind of a closed tent kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody that's on the Freedom bandwagon to work together, and
not going to happen.
And I know it's not going to happen,
right.
But that's what I want, and I want to accept everybody who tries to work for freedom and liberty. And I've mentioned in the past that this thing with the cannabis is on par with the 9/11 truthers. Now, you know, I think Mark kind of got what I was saying. I don't think you really did. And that is that both issues are going to get some people and they're going to turn off some people. So you want...
Right, well, one issue is really about freedom and the other really isn't about freedom. But I see where you're coming from.
No, the other one is about... information about people who are trying to restrict your freedoms. Now, that's just as important as freedom, because if you don't understand who it is who's trying to work against you and the tools that they're using, well, then, of course, you're not going to be able to effectively defeat them. So both are about issues pertaining to freedom. Maybe one is more direct than the other. And I support both of them. I support you guys going out there with this cannabis thing. I think it's great. But I also agree that if you, and I've mentioned in the past, that these cops are vipers, and you have to treat them like a viper. A viper is a poisonous snake, and if you mess with that poisonous snake, it's going to bite you. So if your intent is to go out and get bit by the viper, that's fine. Then you've accomplished your goal. But if your intent is not to get bit by the viper, and then, you know, you wave a flag in front of the viper, and it jumps out and bites you, you only have yourself to blame. And so I don't support the cops in what they did, and I certainly would never want to be one of these jackbooted thugs. But the point is, if you wave your, you know, an arm in front of a viper, he's going to bite you, and that's what these cops are.
And this was, and they were waving their marijuana in front of these cops. Certainly the cops did that, and you're right, Gene. I can't say it's a shocking surprise. And that doesn't mean I shouldn't be outraged by it, as Mark was suggesting that I shouldn't be outraged by it. I'm upset any time a peaceful person is put in a prison cell.
And I think it would have been wise to just lay off that day. You know, I mean, it's obvious they've got a thing going on there. I don't know how big it was. I guess it filled up the whole square.
But if your goal is to achieve more than the square, this was all of Main Street, basically. It's a huge, huge festival. But if your goal is to garner attention to an issue, why would you ignore the one day when 40,000 people are on Main Street?
Well, and that's true, too. You could have, like, put up a booth.
No, you'd have to pay for that. You'd have to pay for a booth.
Okay, well, you could have just walked down the street, passing out literature, smoking your joints, whatever, without being disruptive to the activity at hand. And I'm not saying that you were disruptive, because I don't know. But some people are claiming you were disruptive.
Well, we had a guy with a megaphone. There was a guy with a megaphone who was giving a speech before he lit up his joint or his bowl. So some would call that disruptive, but I would point out that you can't hear that megaphone unless you're within, like, 50... maybe 50 to 75 feet away, and you have to be close to the open end of the speaker on the megaphone. So as far as it disrupting anybody that wasn't in the immediate vicinity, I wouldn't say it was any more disruptive than somebody in a really loud Halloween costume, and there were plenty of those people there. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We walked around with an Everything Is Okay sign and got really great response from people, but that's technically disruptive as well. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.